This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just got word from John Booty. 6:30. He will join us. So you Eagle fans, got a little treat for you. Now let's go hear from our man who's at the press conference right now in Ashburn.
To be real quick, yep.
Hey, Jaden, how's the hamstring feeling? And I'm assuming you're going to tell us to wait, but any outlook for Sunday?
If all goes right, I would love to play.
And then I know the injury hits keep coming. We just heard about Terry not playing Sunday. You guys have dropped a few in a row. What's your outlook or expectations for you and your team the next nine games?
We only got one game at Seattle, so focus on that one. We got to go out here and try to get a win.
Jaden, can you walk us through what happened with the injury? When did you first feel it?
I was running and yes, felt some kind of, I don't know, felt like a cramp, and you know, stuff like that happened. You get checked out and I had to sit a week.
And then you were obviously on the sidelines for Monday night's game. What did you take from that experience? Had you done that before where you'd watch a game from the sidelines like that?
Nah, but I mean, I was just being there to support my teammates and bring energy and the juice and be there for anything Marcus needed me to do.
I can go to my, you know, got some head. It'll be another week without Terry out there, and assuming you do come back, how frustrating or how difficult is it to build the passing attack you guys want when there's all these disruptions, guys in and out like that?
I just think that's just football, and you know, you got to be able to adapt, and you can't. I got to go out there and control what I can control if I'm out there, just like everybody else does. So it's very unfortunate that Terry won't be out there, but you know, next man up mentality, and you know, we got to go out there and control what we can control.
And for you with the injury, was it close at all for you being able to get back? And like, when did you start to feel like, hey, this week looked pretty good?
I felt good towards the end of the week, but at the end of the day, you know, we got to do what's best for me and my future. I would have loved to be out there, but that just wasn't a part of the plan. But I did feel good towards the end of the week going into that game, and now we're here, and if everything goes right, hopefully I'm out there on Sunday night.
Jaden, when you've had to come back from injuries in the past, how does someone mentally just kind of put that to the side when you get on the field and you're going to be full go?
I'm good. If I'm out there, I'm not even thinking about it. If I was worried about something, then I wouldn't be playing. So, you know, I'm going out there. If I'm out there on the field, I'm going to be confident in myself and my abilities to go out there and execute and play football.
Terry's out, but assuming Debo's good for next week, how much can he help you in a big, pretty much a must-win?
Yeah, I think you've seen his role kind of, you know, when I came back the Chargers game. And what he did. So, you know, we just got to find ways to get him some touches, let him be Debo, and that's a part of the plan. But, you know, we got other guys that got to step up and make plays also.
Jaden, how hard has it been for you, given that it's not just an injury to one leg, you've had injuries to both legs, and especially after you were able to play all 20 games last season?
I think just little nagging things. Not really anything, like, I mean, it would say soft tissue kind of things. Obviously, those are very frustrating because you feel good and then something happens that you can't, that's out of your control. So, you know, I kind of just take this time to kind of reflect, to reset, and when I'm back out there, ready to go mentally and everything and physically too.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think early in the season with the knee injury, you didn't travel when you were rehabbing. What went into the decision to travel this week to KC, and I guess why was that important for you to be there?
I mean, I think that was a different time when I didn't travel earlier in the year. But this time, you know, I wanted to be there with the guys on the sideline and show that leadership and bring that energy and that juice. And like I said, I felt good. You know, I was able to play. I would have went out there. I've been able to play, but you know, I felt good. And the whole thing was just being a great teammate for my guys out there and bringing as much energy and juice as I can. Of course. Yeah, of course. I mean, we're on the game five tonight, man. Don't worry about that.
For the hip impaired, you may never get it. But the rest of us understood that JD5 was referencing Love You Blue. And that is Dodgers. And we'll see. So what'd you take out of it? I'm gonna give you, you're a young person, so you hear it from a different perspective than I would.
I mean, you talked about Terry and his injury, and he sort of kind of echoed what you've been saying this entire time, Doc. Like, it's a part, the injuries are a part of football. The next man has to, you know, step up. And I hear all of that, Doc. And that's what you're supposed to say because that's the political way out. But, dude, Terry means so much to the offense. And I know Jaden definitely understands how different it is when Terry's not out there. Like, you don't have, like, your guy that you can, like, lean on. Like, Terry's one of those guys, like, if he's one-on-one on the outside, guess what? I'm giving him a shot. Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, he's coming down with that that pass. Unless, you know, Jaden overthrows him.
One thing I like what you young people have come up with, he is him. I get that.
Oh, yeah. No question.
The other thing is that, oh, man, this is so cool because the dude, JD5, he's being tortured. Because this dude, he'd play hurt.
Yeah.
They have to force him out. They're smart to manage him. You can just tell.
He's a little reckless.
This dude's a flat-out baller. And his
competitor
killing him.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to say this, and I don't blame him. I wouldn't say it. But I know he believes him at 80 is better than most at 100.
Yeah.
He don't need to be full strength. Because once that adrenaline gets in him and the roar of the crowd, 5 will be 100%. But he needs those elements. And they're protecting him, and they should. He's like the Keysep Diamond. And the opponent has some issues as well. They got some bumps and bruises, but we don't care about theirs, and they don't care about ours. I just really want to get the guys that are there focused in on how lucky you just have to. You just got to feel it out, man. You got to feel it out. We got an update from Brother Clark. He just got on a Zoom, so we'll play it by ear. The beauty about it is that as long as we have this canine community, you know, in full-fledged, we'll be fine. He's working on a project, which is really big. And also this week, James Arthur Muck Week. You ever been to a jersey retirement game of any sport?
Jersey retirement?
Yeah. Jersey retirement game.
Oh, I've been to Georgetown before. They retired jerseys. This is when I was a kid, though.
You can't remember the jersey or the player, so we would tend to not believe what you're saying. That would be inadmissible.
Yeah, you're right.
You did a Linnell.
And you want to know why?
You did a big L.
You want to know why? Because a lot of my Georgetown memories went out the door when I was accepted into the Syracuse University. So I don't really, you know, remember too much.
I know how Georgetown is still on your mind. They put that imprint on you.
You think so?
Yeah, I think the big fella did.
Okay.
I think right now you say that with fear. When I say Georgetown, your blood pressure jumps up.
Nah.
There was some rivalry. There was some games.
Nah, it does. A little bit.
Yeah. I did one of those up in the Carrier Dome. It's It's a thing, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Even from this side of the sports that we're on, I mean, it met, nothing like a packed house for a big game. Sunday is a big game. You are retiring the jersey of James Arthur Monk. Man. And you can't lose it.
Nope.
You know, all kid, we ain't talking playoff. I ain't talking none of that. I'm talking about what this dude brought to the table. Man, it's and selfless. I guarantee he's uncomfortable with all this. If he had his druthers, they just mail him to Jersey, you know, and he'd be good. No, sir, nothing. He'd be fine. But I'm surprised he's doing it. But I'm glad. Like, when they surprised him, when the guys got to go down to his house, and surprise, I'm shocked he even opened the door or went for it. But I could tell he was genuinely, yeah, how could you not be excited about that? That would be, that'd be good. So, there's going to be matchups, the trenches. We got a lot. This, I still, you know what I needed? I'm going to have to text Donna and see if she can give me some information. Because when the dean of all sports, I have not heard a hamstring update. When I got a guy about 350 and he pulls the hamstring, that's like a bridge going down. Man, that ain't nothing minor. So any updates? Because that's important. The left tackle, kind of important. Yeah, kind of important.
Yeah, DQ talked about it earlier today, and he gave us an update on Laremy Tunsil and Matt Gay.
Oh, now we're rolling.
For LT and Matt Gay, we'll hold both of them today, and we'll give them every chance. And I think I'll have a really good sense, Nikki, by Friday on both. But we'll give them every shot to go do that. So I just give you a better sense on that Friday. But I should have hit that on Terry earlier, and that's pretty much the updates on the injury side.
I like that instant information.
Yeah.
I could get used to this.
I think it was interesting that Brandon Coleman was active on Monday after being inactive the previous five games.
Because this means he must have had a twinge. That wasn't the first
time. I think they
time.
Knew something.
Yeah, they knew something was up.
Yeah.
And they had the big fella on reserve.
Yep.
Although they had a couple options. What impressed me is that he was the first option.
Yeah. I mean, they left. So instead of him being inactive, they had Trent Scott inactive.
Right. See, I would have thought Trent Scott would have just gone in.
Yeah.
So that's good news. Because my draft pick is going to win all ties. I'm not saying he's better than Scott, but if he's just as good, he's going to win the tie.
Yeah.
Younger, I got more invested. That's just the way business goes in the NFL. I trust 78, big fella, a lot.
Yeah.
We got a huge group. That's where I love us. We just the artist doesn't play that physical hand enough for my liking. Because his brain is wired differently than mine.
Mm.
He's got different things he's trying to approach. First of all, he knows what the hell he's doing. I don't know what they're trying to do, all that they do. I just react to what I see. If you're not winning on the scoreboard, then I'm open for a suggestion. If I don't think you're leaning on something enough, I'm just not a demand. I'm not in a position to demand. But I am curious. And when people don't repeat things that work, that bugs the living you-know-what out of me. 26 sweep, whatever. and it works, I get seven, I'm not coming back. They're going to have to change their defense, or I'm going to run it five times in a row. They don't think like that at all. As a matter of fact, I just insulted them. Because they think they're selling like a product. No, you're not selling the product, Slim. You already got the job. The only thing you're selling is results. We need more first downs. We need to be better in the red. We need to score more points. Did you like how aggressive we were early on in Kansas City?
Like offensively?
Offensively.
Yeah, we needed that though, Doc. I feel like Dan Quinn, he sort of kind of alluded to it after the game, but you go into a hostile territory like that up against one of the, you know, high-octane offenses in the league, and you got to go for it. I feel like when we went into Cincinnati last year, they understood, you know, field goals were not going to win that game. Only touchdowns were, and that proved to be right. Now, the only difference, though, was in Kansas City, we were not converting on fourth down. And I feel like in Cincinnati, we had more success just last year in general. So I like the aggressive nature of DQ. I just wish we would have been able to capitalize on those fourth downs. And I think we did get cheated on one of them, though, Doc. The Zach Ertz one? Fourth and six.
You won't let that go.
No, I won't let it go. The last two, Zach Ertz got the first down last year against the Steelers, and he also got the first down against Kansas City. It was a terrible spot on both of them, but he got those first downs. He got them.
I expect him to. He's that good at that.
Yeah.
To come up short is an absolute sin. You can't come up short. It depends on how you teach it. In our era, that's on the receiver. Get the necessary yardage unless he pulls you back with the ball. If you don't get there, to me, that's on you.
Yeah.
Quarterback is trying to get that thing out in a hurry. DB's taking a 70-30 chance. This is what you're going to do. But that's why Kelsey's so good at it. Big body guy. You got to get to a spot. Or the timing is thrown off. So do you want an incompletion and no first down? Somebody's got to be wrong. It's not even. Somebody didn't do their job to the letter of the law.
Yeah.
The way I look at it. There are no ties. Not on third down. Otherwise, we ain't going to never beat nobody. Somebody got to get to the spot. And play catch. Or you got to lower your... You got to do something other than not get it. We can't come up short. Because it keeps that bad man on the sidelines. Do you know how many additional minutes we allow Pat to play?
Too many in that second half.
There you go.
First half, we actually won the time of possession.
Time, no points.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you're playing a killer. You already know he's a lunatic. He's going to slit your throat. You let him, you voted him in. Hey, you want some cookies? Stuff. It's just a matter of time. Yeah. And they got weapons. I could just gush on how proud I was of us in the first half because they got most of their artillery back. We didn't beat or have a good half against a depleted group of Chiefs. We went toe to toe.
Yep.
With the Kansas City Chiefs, for real, for real.
Fully staffed.
And blew it.
Yep.
Because we didn't convert. We didn't score. We got stopped. That was on us. And then you give them too many chances, well, you know what the outcome is going to be. You let a snake get too close to you and bite you, eventually he's going to get you. And that's what we did. But do I feel better about us now than I did in Dallas? Of course. Yeah, I really do.
Really?
Yeah. You wasn't going to stop. You might not stop Dak and them boys' offense with a complete stack deck on defense. That's how good they are. They're overwhelming. They got three receivers across the board that can beat you.
They got shut down last week. Granted, we don't have the horses defensively to, you know, match up.
They weren't playing us.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, all I care about is us.
we are teams get right games right now. That's what it's
we're
that's what it feels like.
And we're springboard. Trampoline. They come jump on us and get higher and higher because we're too nice. We're way too nice. I've got my left tackle as big as this boy is. How about four times in a row? I'm going to put him on you. Tunzel, I love Tunzel's attitude because he's a thug. Let's go. All of them could be one, but we won't allow them to do it. We, in my opinion, we hold them back from being what they could be. In the namesake of balance. You know who don't care a damn about balance? A team that has just dominant physically, and they can control the line of scrimmage. They don't give a damn what the play call is. You can't stop them. You don't have one guy on your front that our guy cannot block one-on-one. And when we double you and when we chip you and when we pull, you got no shot, Slim. And our backs are all good. So what's the problem? I just described it. Why aren't we on doing it? Yeah. Get on the phone and call your congressman. Oh, my goodness. 522 in the nation's capital. This is what happens when you deal with VIPs. Clark's on the Zoom. And you know how we do. Because we have the smartest, we have the most intelligent group of listeners who understand the game the way they'd like to have the game played. Because they got history. They're a little older than most, but they remember the good times. Love to hear from you. 301-230-0980. What do you expect on James Arthur Monk's day?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.